You're listening to The Running Grind with Joseph D. Welcome back, and thanks again for tuning in. Hope everyone's staying healthy, staying safe, and grinding. You know, whatever dream it is you're chasing, whatever goal it is you're pursuing, just keep grinding, and remember, mindset is everything. Happy New Year, happy 2023. Man, it's been a minute since I've done one of these. I think it's 6 months, to be honest. And I almost forgot how to do my whole setup for one of these episodes. It definitely took me a minute for everything to kind of come back to me, but we got up and rolling. But we're here, and it's race week for the Chevron Houston Marathon and Aramco Half Marathon, the biggest single-day sporting event in Houston, and where 22,000-plus people take part in it. And, you know, that's just the runners. A lot goes into these events, from the coordinators, the sponsors, volunteers, all the way down to the spectators. But it's really such a magical event. For me personally, this will be my 13th race at this event with 10 half marathons and 2 marathons under my belt. And, you know, this year I'm going to be going for marathon number 3 with hopes of a really solid PR. Looks like the weather is going to be a little warmer for us with starting temps in the low 50s and warming up quickly to the 70s throughout. But, you know, you can't really predict the weather. That's out of your control. The only thing you control is your hydration, your sleep, your energy, and your training up to that point. But, you know, this is going to be where we grind it out, and, you know, the mindset will have to be strong that day. But good luck to everyone out there running, and be sure to look for me at the expo and on race day. I'll be that one guy out there trying to get to the finish line. But as always, if you like the content, please share us with your friends and follow us on Instagram at the.grind.effect. For brand apparel and other designs, you can go to our website that has not been updated in forever, so maybe not go there. But if you could all do me a favor and rate the podcast and do a quick review, it definitely helps with these algorithms that these platforms use and just really helps me in the show out. But thank you to all the followers and subscribers and people who have reached out during that big hiatus. I'm not saying I'm back. I'm really not sure if I have... I don't even know if this is a comeback episode or just like a one-off, but I just thought it'd be fun to do an episode with these 5 people that I've known for quite a while. That's Viviano Landin, Glenda Newman, Daniel Danig, Veronica Goebel, and Pedro Colunga. They've been race ambassadors for this race the last 3 years, starting back in 2020. And that was the COVID year, and they literally were promoting a virtual event to last year, getting the full experience with the live race, the expo, and all that comes with it, to banding together and deciding to give it one more go, one more last time this year. And I know that they kind of made this pact that they're either all in, all 5 are in, or they're not doing it. So it was cool to see them all come back. It's a fun chat to reminisce over the past 3 years and the friendships that kind of came out of this. You know, they all started off as strangers and kind of formed a unique bond that has seen them go through so many changes in their personal lives and, you know, professional lives. Yet the one constant throughout this whole thing was having each other. It's a really fun conversation. So sit back and let's run with Viv, Glenda, Daniel, Veronica, and Pedro.
Welcome to The Running Grind, a podcast dedicated to finding the story behind your journey. Presented by The Grind Effect. It's a lifestyle, it's a state of mind, it's a reminder that success, your success, doesn't always come easy. And here's your host, Joseph D.
Hi, I'm 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 Joseph D. Man, so many Joseph D's out in the world. What's up, everybody?
Hey, it's marathon week.
Marathon week.
As we live and breathe. Oh, my gosh.
So cute.
Hey, lean in. Let me see it. Lean in. Let me see your little face. Let me see it.
Man, when was the last time all 4 of us got together?
It's been a long time.
Let me show my little Princess Leia buns.
Everybody smile. Jeez.
Make a little heart with me, dude.
Oh, God.
All right, here we go.
There we go.
Well, oh, you got to do it. You got to do it.
No, don't. No. God.
What's up, man?
What you do, babe?
Go, Pedro. Go, Pedro. Come on.
Oh, which one?
Aw, that's cute.
Oh, that is cute. Besties.
Okay, guys, I'm going to be on Houston Life on Tuesday.
What's that?
It's on KPRC. It's like one of these like daytime shows.
Yeah. That's filmed in the Galleria, right?
Yeah, Galleria area. Yeah.
It's inside the mall.
Hope not.
Right next to Nordstrom.
Oh.
They host like a 30-minute like TV show.
Yeah, like a real quick one. So they're going to talk to me about the marathon.
Damn.
And really? I was like, they like wanted to know like I was like, oh, I'm fundraising for Catapult, and they were like, tell us more. And so then I start talking about Pat, and they're like, yeah, fuck you, we want Pat. So I'll be tagging along with Pat. So I think we're gonna go on Tuesday.
Nice.
That's
fun. I'll have to tell everybody.
It's really cool because he's the whole like call to action will be for for them to help raise funds for the gala and hopefully more fundraising, you know.
You guys ready? Excited?
Everyone's ready. I woke up sick yesterday, which is like the worst nightmare, right before the race you get sick. But I'm hoping that by then I just woke up in the morning and not feeling good, but we'll see. I'm only running the half. I dropped to the half, so I'm good.
We're thinking about you the other day. You're like, you know, Veronica's chilling right now.
I have no pressure. I feel no pressure running the half at all. I always get really nervous before the full, but I feel good.
How I know she's not feeling any pressure. She's not getting a hotel room.
Yeah. This is the first year I'm not getting a hotel room. I'm kind of sad. I feel like I'm going to miss out on meeting up with everybody, going to the restaurant, seeing everyone in the hotel lobby.
You're just going to be missing out on awesome
parking everything. Yeah. Well, I'm going to miss out on the whole experience. I have a few times wished that I didn't drop. I wish that I had like just stuck it out and ran it. But
I mean, it was like only Thanksgiving and you hit 15.
Yeah. I mean, I think I ran the mileage for it, but I don't want to, and this is all relative, but I didn't want to run a slow marathon and then take forever to recover afterwards. Mm. So a smart half is better for me right now, but I did feel like a quitter. I felt shame. I was really ashamed to do it, I know my body, and it was just like the smartest move.
Yeah.
And now I'm sick. So we'll see.
Hopefully recover from that. You know, one thing about this year, I think 2022 was just big changes for like all of us, right? You got your career now, selling houses left and right.
Yeah, I was telling, I think Cora, who's over the ambassadors for the marathon, the thing that's crazy this year is, one, I transitioned back to work, but two, I found it a lot harder to run now that my kids are older. When they were babies and they didn't move, I could run whenever, and now they have their own lives. So I'm driving them places. I don't want to take away from their lives just so I can run. And so it's been harder to fit it in, but that's not an excuse. Where there's a will, there's a way. Everybody does it. You know,
I got my first taste of that because my son started soccer and the games were like Saturdays at 8 a.m. sometimes. And I was like, man, I'm going to miss my run for this. not that that was a bad thing, but you just had to shift your whole like schedule around.
Yeah, you have to change it a lot. Nate has basketball practice 5 days a week, and then he has a game on the sixth day. And then Grace does competitive cheer now. So we're everywhere. And I'm not as important anymore. It's not all about me.
Well, then P also had school
now.
That's
why I don't let my kid do anything. Just kidding.
Yeah, P in school and job.
Yeah, this job's gotten more intense with being a manager, not gonna lie. And also school's been super busy, especially because like towards the end it's more intense, more learning, more book work. It's a lot of memorizing, a lot of quizzes, because it's getting you ready for the state exam. So I've been dealing with that. So my running has been, my training has gone down big time. Starting it was November. So my long run was honestly over that bridge, the LaPorte Bridge. That was the last long run I did.
Oh, that was a half.
Those are hard races, though. That's a hard race.
Yeah. Yeah, that one is hard. And I remember that day it was a little difficult, but it was smooth. I didn't feel no pain or injury. So yeah, it was good. So I don't know.
And I feel like how this marathon is gonna go. You stay fit, though. I feel like a lot of times.
I do.
You're right, I do. He always says, I'm so untrained. I'm going to do terrible. And then he comes in like an hour faster than I would have run while I'm in
shape.
I don't think that's going to be the case this year for this marathon, honestly. I'm just going to be careful, most of all, because I really don't want to get injured. So
just enjoy it.
I'm going to enjoy it. Selfies. Maybe dance a little, you know, just have fun with it.
There you go. And then you had Gina getting back into the working world as well, too.
Yeah.
Having meetings and sales calls. And
I'm
I think you would come in for some appointments and you'd be like, hold on, I'm on this meeting. I'm on a Zoom meeting.
Yo, I mean, I'm work all day, right? And so like I'm remote. And so literally everywhere is work. So I'm always taking calls, but I think the big part of the job is to just meet with clients in person. Right. But like, yeah, when I go see you for chiropractor stuff, I'm like, just one moment, you know, like so dumb.
I'm like doing the scraping and putting needles and she's like she's like, oh, yep. Trying to like,
yep. See you tomorrow.
Yeah. See you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Everything's okay.
Thanks, Greg. Yeah. But yeah, it's definitely a huge challenge too, like so many changes in my life. Training for a marathon as a single mom is wild. And so I'm really proud of just being able to complete a huge portion of the training assignments. But other than that, you know, I feel ready. I feel like my body's ready. You know, I don't think that, I mean, there's no way I won't PR unless I completely like just, you know, crash and burn. But I think if I follow my plan, I will be able to at least PR, even if it's just a little bit, you know. And since Pedro is going to pace me, I'll be just fine.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Totally great.
Then you got Viv just being there for everybody, like always.
Yeah, he's just everyone's cheerleader.
Everyone's cheerleader. Hey, but yeah, no, 20. Was that?
I was like, nice, babe. He can hold my sweater like throughout the race.
He'll do it.
No. Not good for nobody. I mean, really, I'm just like this year. I'm just going to run off experience, really. My training hasn't been the best either. It's not the worst, but it hasn't been the best. Every season is different. This one's definitely been different. I'm going to travel light. I'm not going to wear heavy coats. I was supposed to be like in my 50s, so it's going to heat up real fast.
He's not even going to wear his bib.
It's going to warm up.
He's going to tattoo his bib to himself.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think there's a reason to really wear too much clothes this year. It looks like warm up fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the last half, it'll be a little warmer. Mm-hmm. Definitely warmer than last year. Yeah. So what's your goal? Yeah. What's your goal, Danny? What do you...
You're putting me on the spot.
Yeah. So your training has been really good. I feel like you're one of the most consistent runners. Yeah. So your
I think out of the last 3 years, this has like been the hardest training season, obviously, because you got my kids and got the new one. I started running in the mornings and then it turned to like 9 p.m. at night or 10 p.m. at night. But if all goes well, 3:25 would be
the goal.
Wait, is that Boston? Is that qualify you for Boston?
So far. So, we need to run 20 minutes faster to hit Boston. Yeah, 3 hours. And that's just the qualifying. Yeah.
The men's qualifying times are so fast. But 3:25 is a crazy number, but that's so attainable for you. I feel like,
I hope so.
Yeah, your training has been awesome. You have the heart rate of a very athletic. What's your resting?
Oh man, you know, I used to like tell everyone that was my one superpower was my heart rate, but yeah. Ever since I started running more on the treadmill since like September, I don't feel my heart rate is as like cool as it used to be.
Why?
I think you know, running outside in the elements is definitely trains your heart rate different, just because there's humidity, air is different. Inside your house, it's always going to be like the same, whether it's cold outside or. So I don't know. Whenever I run, my heart rate jumps up a little bit faster than I would expect it to. I mean, there were times where my resting heart rate was like 38.
Yeah.
And now it's like,
and on your runs, your heart, I'm like, I'm the Strava stalker. On your runs, your heart rate's always at like 120.
Yeah. It's probably like more 140s now, but no.
Mine's like 190 at an 11 minute pace.
Honestly, girls, I'm like, what is wrong? I need to figure that out.
You know, despite all that, I think
do you have a goal?
What's that?
Do you have a goal, Veronica, for your half? Are you going to PR? Oh. What is your goal?
Girl, no, I'm so far from a PR. That would be crit. That would be an act of God if that happened. I am so out of shape, y'all. I am up 20 pounds. I'm like huffing and puffing. If I could, so there was one time in my life where I could run the half under 2 hours, no problem, no matter what. If I can even just get close to the 2 hour mark this year, I'll be happy, which is so crazy. Your goals change, you know, over time. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to be happy to be out there and finish. And then the cool part is that I'll finish so far ahead of you guys because I'm doing the half. I get to go back and cheer y'all on. So I'm going to take videos. I'll be out there cheering you guys on. It's going to be so cool. I can't wait.
Can you just meet us at mile 23 and run us in?
Yeah, I was
every one of us and then run back out there again.
That would be so fun. I think Pat said that there's going to be a freaks tent along the way somewhere, maybe cool. Allen Parkway. So I'm going to try to go back and meet up with them so I can see everybody while y'all are in your final painful 5K.
That pain cave is so much.
I'm not gonna lie, this year I think I'm gonna really turn up on the Allen Parkway with all that beer that they give out.
Yeah,
that's my favorite spot.
Party time.
You're gonna drink beer on the course. I can't.
Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna get lit.
I know one of us did last year, right?
Viv did.
Oh yeah, Viv did.
Stop by the Michelob tent.
He was like, I'm a Michelob Ultra. I'm Team Ultra. I get free beer.
When he was done, he like took the can and was like,
crush. All right. So I'm gonna put everybody on the spot. G, what's your time goal? What's your current PR that you have right now?
Put it in the universe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
This won't come out till Wednesday anyway, so we're good.
Okay, well, look, I mean, if it happens, it happens. If not, like, on to the next one, you know, not really super, you know. Okay, so my PR is 440. my goal for this year, like, my superstar goal is sub 4. Like, literally 359, okay? Like, yeah, I just want to be, like, right there. So that's my A goal. B goal is 415. C goal is anything that is a PR. So I have three goals, and that's that.
That's smart. You have three goals. And haven't you PR'd like every distance this year? So
every distance.
I mean, I don't know. It sounds like it's only time one more for the to PR, marathon yeah. PR. That's only one more.
I mean, I can't see myself not PRing this unless I, you know, completely blow it. I feel so not ready, but I think that's normal. Like, I mean, I don't know. I'm not ready.
Really ready.
Yeah. Right? Nobody ever feels ready. And if you're nervous, that just means that you care and that's a good thing. So
yeah, that's true. Yeah. I remember last year you said, Veronica, I don't know who you were talking to, but I was like, I'm gonna put that in my back pocket. And I think you said it was like, if you're feeling nervous, like use that on the course, like use that to propel you on the course. And I was like, that's why she's my friend.
Yeah. That's that adrenaline and you worked really hard for it. So it's going to be fun. I'm going to have my tracker on, seeing where everybody's at. Okay, Viv, what are you shooting for?
4 hours. I mean, literally, I've been running for so long, but I've never broken 4 hours, 401. Yeah. And so my goal is literally to break 4 hours. And for a lot of people, it probably doesn't mean nothing, but yeah, to me, like 4 hours to me is like, I got to break 4 hours.
That's a huge goal.
Every year has been different for me. And I was like, I'm almost there, and then something happens, or you never, it's unpredictable what happened on that Sunday.
Yeah.
I think your training has changed too, because you're doing more of like the 80-20 type of
thing. Slowed down a lot. I'm not out there hauling ass and killing myself. I'm actually enjoying the runs. I'm actually healthy this year. I haven't gone to see you, not because I'm not injured. You know, I'd love to go see you and get some, you know, maintenance done, pre-maintenance. But I'm not hurt, so I have that goal for me this year too. You know, so
yeah, you and G been killing it. I see. Glenn has been like 15 miler, 2 laps to go, 1 lap to go.
Oh, that was so cool.
She's like, and that was it. She didn't even look like she was like tired or anything like that.
Oh, here's the trick. You like pre-record everything. I didn't actually run 15 miles. Just kidding. That's the gift of running 80-20. You know, those long runs are hard, but in a different way, right? Like they're long. But I did a 15, 17. It was a 17 mile run, and I was able to run my last 3 miles at my race pace. Yo, when I did that, I was like, she ready. I was so proud of myself.
Did it feel like an easy pace?
She carried me. She carried me on those last 3 miles. I heard somebody creeping up behind me, and I'm like, somebody's hauling ass behind me. Next thing I know, it's her. I'm like, what are you doing? Where are you going? She goes, come on. Oh my God. I was spent, and she carried me the last few miles.
Because we run together, but we don't run abreast. I mean, we don't run like right next to each other. He'll run his own pace. I mean, because that was like an agreement that we had. I was like, look, I know you're faster than me. Just go. But so like during that run, he had passed me up, and then I just kind of caught up to him. I was like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to catch up. And it just made sense with the pace that I was going for. But I think that day he was kind of on the bus, and I kind of helped him out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aww, you guys
real,
are
though.
So cute. And that's a good feeling. You crush your last long workout.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How did it feel going that race pace?
Oh, I felt magical. It felt like my body had been longing to do it. And it was really cool. So it felt like it was like exactly how Coach James described it. It was like, run fast on tired legs. And when you do that, like just describe how it feels, you know. And yeah, it sucked, you know, for going fast after being on your feet for that long. But overall, it felt like my body had just been like aching to do it, you know. But we did our long run on Christmas Day. Holy cow. And then we started late just because of logistics and everything. But we ran Christmas Day, like we ran 19 miles. The park restrooms were closed because of the freeze. The water fountains were also closed because of the freeze. We went to Allen Parkway, same thing. And I was like, I freaked out. I was like, we don't have enough water for this run. We do not have enough. So we went up and down Washington just trying to find like a gas station or anything that was open. And man, that was wild.
Did y'all even have like credit cards on y'all to buy anything?
Yeah. So for the long runs like that, I usually run with my phone so I can listen to a book. So like my debit card fits like in a little wallet kind of space in there. So I was so glad we had money. Otherwise, I would have been like, oh, I don't know, because everything was closed. I mean, maybe I thought, well, maybe we just go into like a Subway or whatever. And everything was closed. It was Christmas Day. But yeah, except for gas stations. So yeah, that was a wild ride. That when we got back to the park, it was already dark. I was like, you know what? I'm sorry, but forget race pace. I'm just going to finish this run and pretend like it never happened. it was definitely an adventure.
But we did it.
Runs like that though, like it's all about time on your feet.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And then actually, do you guys know John? I forget. I don't know his last name. He's like one of these trail runners. He runs with Caroline. He runs with Freaks.
I know, I know who you're talking about. I don't know okay. what his last name is.
Okay, so he was like, he joined me. I don't know, I was a 15-mile something, one of these runs. And he saw me at the park and I was like really struggling. And he was like, don't worry about it. If they were all good, like then you wouldn't know, you wouldn't, your mind wouldn't have a frame of reference for the suck during a marathon. He's like, use this and remember it because you're going to have to dig deep for race day. If it starts to feel like this, you can tell yourself, hey, I already know how to feel like this. I already know what to do when I feel like this. And I was like, cry, just kidding. but it was just so cool, like to get all this like different advice from different runners. And he's an ultra runner, right? Like he'll just bust out like a 50 miler, like it's not a big deal, you know?
Different breed of runners.
Uh-huh.
Totally. So P, what's your goal?
Oh, honestly, I don't even think I have a goal, but if I'm gonna be pacing Glenda, I'm gonna go with her goal.
Oh yeah, yeah. Your goal. Pace.
I'm gonna be pushing her to get to her goal. So I'll be okay. there with her.
You have to take okay. pictures and video too, so she can document it.
For sure. For sure. Yeah, my PR time was 3:41, and that was in the Woodlands Marathon back in what? 20.
Dang.
I
remember
that. Oh, that's the year we all ran together. That was 2021.
Yeah. I remember that. Yeah. Yeah, that was my PR for a full marathon.
But and from right, I was like, that. When I saw you coming by, I was like, damn, I had no idea he was that fast.
Didn't you hear that before? Didn't someone say that to you one time?
Look here. Look here. And
people say that the Woodlands course is harder than the Chevron Houston course. What do you think?
I've heard the marathon, harder? Right? Because it's lonely or something.
Yeah, that marathon course.
Yeah, the Woodlands Marathon is kind of lonely compared to Chevron Houston. That's for sure.
Which is harder than Chevron or Woodland?
Because Woodlands doesn't have those Allen Parkway hills, so
the West Park.
Yeah. Or the West Park, yeah.
People always forget about that West Park too. They only talk about Allen Parkway, but West Park's kind of tricky. That one will.
Dude, see, last West year I remember turning that hips. Corner and seeing that, and I'm like, "What the f is this? Like, this was not on the map."
Yeah, it's a little surprise they throw in there for you, just to see if you're strong or not.
Yeah,
and then you got to make that hard like U-turn.
Yeah, that U-turn is the hardest. That sucks. I hate U-turns in a run.
Yeah.
The good thing about the West Park is that you know you're halfway.
Yeah.
You're like, after this West Park Bridge, it's like, let's go. Because now you're at the Galleria, Memorial Park, Allen Parkway. You're halfway, you know.
Yeah. And it's cool because at West Park and Allen Parkway, there's always spectators. So, you know, there's going to be a bunch of people there cheering you on. You don't, you know, slow down because you don't want to be embarrassed.
Yeah,
you got to make your family proud.
Yeah, that I love that sign. Yeah,
my biggest thing is I need to learn how to not use the bathroom for 3.5 hours.
Okay, yeah,
I can't even make it through like a movie at the movie theater. You know,
I'm not gonna lie, every year before crossing that start line, I have to use the restroom. I don't know what it is, but right before crossing that start line, I gotta stop to use the restroom. It's just every year is like that for me.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I have a question. So this actually is from Daniel's group, CRA. One of the guys, Hector, has been asking a question every day for the runners. And one of the questions was, what's your race shoe going to be? So what are you guys all going to be racing in this year?
Who wants to take that one first?
My Nike, the Vaporfly?
Vaporfly. Yeah. Next percent?
The Next percent.
He's racing in Next
percent. Those are legit.
Yeah. Yeah, Nike Next percent.
I'm going with my New Balance 1080s because I love the cushion. I can't. I get my feet, my ankles, they get so tired. Maybe if I did more like workouts that focus on ankle strength, but you know what? Too late. So I'm going with my little cushiony shoes and they got me through last time and I felt fine.
Have you tried those New Balance SC trainers?
Excuse me?
The SC trainers, they're like... They're illegal stack heights, but that's only if you're like an elite and trying to win the money. But it's like 47mm stack.
Wow.
Like the legal limit is like 40, but man, those things are awesome. like great like train, yeah, great training run shoes. They're carbon plated. Really like cushiony on the feet. You almost feel like 3 inches taller.
That you have?
What's that?
Are those the bright ones that you have?
Like they're greenish, like seafoam color. Like
I think I don't know. You always have like really nice, like the colorways that you choose are always really cute. I like those. Like
Daniel has cool style. He always does. Matches.
Yeah, I'm always like, these shoes fit, and then they like have like dragon scales on them. You know, like they don't make sense with anything.
I don't know. Have you seen my Skechers? My Skechers are pretty horrible looking.
Yeah, no, dude, I like your Skechers. Those are cool. Who has the New Balance?
Was that?
What's your race shoe, D? What are you gonna race in?
So I thought they were gonna be so I was a big Saucony Endorphin person for like the longest, and I was like, I'm going with the Pro 3s because they feel like great. But then my wife blessed me with these like Vaporflies, and man, I ran them. I did a 15 miler in them, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go back to the Endorphin Pro 3s and see how those feel. No comparison.
You found the winner.
Yeah.
What are you racing in, Vito?
I'm gonna race in, I don't even know the name of them, they're the Brooks Racing shoe, the Hyperion Elite. I don't like their trainer racing shoe, but I like the Tempo or whatever that is, but I like that one, and I got them for free. Somebody gave them to me.
What?
Yeah. And
I don't know if there's anything better than free 99.
Oh my God, nothing is better. Every time I go to Fleet Feet, my husband is like, do not buy anything. I'm like, why do you think I'm going?
We think I'm just browsing.
Yeah. All right. Well, P, what are you gonna wear?
I don't know. I think I'm gonna go with Hokas.
Hokas?
Yeah. Did you say giant clothes?
Wow. Yo, don't play. There is a girl. Do y'all know what's her name? There's this girl that she runs with chanclas.
No way.
Yeah, I have seen people
Raven.
Run
Raven. Yeah. Oh man, and she's the sweetest person. Raven will pass you up in her chanclas.
I was about to say they're fast. Dude, those people that run in their sandals, they run fast.
Dude, they are so uninhibited. They're just
she's got some like legit chanclas, because mine the little like thong thing would always pop out, you know.
What she runs in? Oh no, they're specifically running sandals, like some dude. Gotcha.
Yeah,
you know, I want to talk smack so bad. I'm like some hippie dude, but like this guy, like specifically engineered this running sandal for like running in the trails and whatever. Like a trail running chancla, I can't, but she does, and she's fast.
I was thinking the one you get like in the beach outlet, like at Academy or something.
Like the kind of grandma would throw at you.
Yeah.
Man, is funny. What about race fuel? How do you guys fuel during the race? Like, what's your go-to choice of fuel?
You changed my life with the Martin girl. I don't know if you still use Martin.
It's the only thing I can do. I don't like the taste of any other gel. I can't handle a lot of sugar. So the goos and like even the spring mix or whatever it is, I can't do a lot of sugar. That Morton is expensive though.
Mm-hmm. Is that the white? Is that the white packet?
The black.
Yeah,
and white.
There's.
Yeah, they have the white one and the black one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I alternate calf and non. One is caffeinated and one's non-caffeinated, so I alternate between them. And then Amelia was actually telling me that they're caffeinated. I guess it has a lot higher content of caffeine than most other gels do. So people say, be careful, like don't take too many of theirs. It doesn't affect me at all. I can handle the caffeine.
So like, why be careful? Like because of bathroom issues?
I don't know how it affects people energy wise. It's like coffee. If you drink too much coffee, you know, it just affects you a different way.
I mean, I could use that on the course, but it's like, if it's like a bathroom issue, that's why I don't mess with caffeine. I'm like, oh, I can't, I just got to stick to what I know.
Oh man. That was me last year. I do Huma and I did too many caffeine ones.
Ooh,
man, my heart rate dropped to like 202. And I remember coming out of those tunnels and I was like, I think I'm going to pass out. Like people were like, man, those tunnels were so pretty. I don't remember it because I was too busy. I was trying to stay alive.
Wow.
So I switched. I still stuck with Huma, but for this race, I'm doing Spring Energy just because I didn't take in enough calories last year, and I hit that wall hard.
That's a mistake. When I was running my best, I was not fueling at all, like at all. I would my first marathon I ran, no fuel. I ran that whole thing with nothing. I didn't die. That's yes. I'm like, that is crazy. Why would you do it? Was ignorance. That's all it was.
Yeah, no, exactly.
I will say with spring, like it gives you a good kick, but man, those flavors are horrible.
Oh, like, really?
Yeah, well, I'm not big on anything.
My coach takes them and he's like, oh, it's like applesauce. So okay, noted, not like applesauce.
Yeah. I mean, I take it just because it's fuel, but man, I'm not big on the taste.
How many calories are you going to take on the course? I think that's a question that we might get a lot. Like, how do you know how much to fuel? But so,
I burned like 3,200 calories last year, 32,000, 3,200. And I barely took in 1,000. So I was like, well depleted.
Oh, snap.
So I'm trying to bring
how at least often, like, how often are you planning on taking a gel?
Taking one like 30 minutes before, 15 minutes before, and then every 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's what I do too. I do every 30 minutes. And then I drink Tailwind. Yeah. What about you, P? Tailwind. What's your gel of choice?
Life.
I go with the what's it called? It's not goo, it's another
honey stinger.
Yeah. That. I go with that and then also with the Cliff.
Oh yeah.
I like the Shop Blocks.
Yeah,
those honey stingers like are yummy.
They are. I use that in the morning, like before I start the race. I kind of start like munching on that a little bit here and there, and then I would take a one of those Cliff gel things right before, mm-hmm. and then I do the same thing every 30 minutes.
Yeah, I like the honey stinger.
Viv, what you got there? Martin,
he's got the Morton. Is that what you
take? That's the 225. He takes the 225 on the course. I'm like, that's a grown-up Rice Krispie. How?
225 calories? Like 225 calories?
Yeah, it's a solid bar. But I do this one before I do anything. Before, this is my breakfast.
Wait, that's a solid? That's not a gel?
No. So here's the gel. And then here's...
How many calories is the gel?
100.
Okay. Dude.
So it's 100.
How can you eat that during the race?
Where do y'all get these at anyway?
It gives me energy. Tomorrow, you know, I've got a big party.
Yeah, you guys should come out.
Oh, wait, tomorrow? Like, oh, tomorrow's Monday, right? Yeah, I'll probably go.
Not on the show, but tomorrow as in real life right now, as in live.
Oh, yeah.
Can you make it?
Yeah, sure.
Wait, are y'all doing that? Are y'all doing that the ambassador thing, the thing she wants to film?
Yeah, I'm going on Tuesday.
No. Oh, you are? Are y'all doing that?
No, I'm not. I live way too far. I work all the way till 6.
That. Yeah, I was gonna do it, and I can't make it. I have to work that night, so I can't go.
Better working nights.
Yeah. Yeah, that's when people are off work. That's like the only time I can get out. So during the day, I'm not busy. But then when people get off work, that's when I can do my job.
Wait, I thought this was in the morning, though.
No, it's at night. Tuesday, well, not night, but yeah.
Someone doesn't read the messages.
I know.
I just kind of checked out. I was like, well, she's like.
Are you doing a pee?
I think I am. Yeah, I told her I was going to go, so I'll probably be there. Just because I'm off that day, so. It'll be perfect.
It's like a play on that one guy that's like different running forms, and
I still don't get what she's trying to do though. So you ever
see that TikTok of like what kind of runner are you? And there's like the guy who runs like super stiff and the guy who runs like
his arms. Yeah.
This is like what type of fuel taker are you? Are you the type that can like sip and go, or do you grab the cup and chat with somebody?
Yeah.
Okay.
When I was first reading, I was like, what is this? And then as I kept going with it, I was like, oh, I see what she wants to do here. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'll probably go just because I'm off that day. So I'll be there.
Speaking of ambassadors, man, can you believe this is our third year doing this thing?
Crazy. That went by so fast.
What made y'all decide to sign up to be an ambassador in the first place?
Way back. I love that race.
Money and fame, obviously.
Yeah. Which neither has come our way.
Yeah.
Which, now that I think of it, I watched the other ambassadors like from previous years, and they look like they were having the time of their lives. And I was like, yes, that looks like a lot of fun. So I applied and I met you five folks. Do you think we would have met otherwise? That makes me sad to live in a world where I don't know.
I don't know.
So I don't think people really know how we, well, not that they care, but how we all met.
They totally care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I know, well, me and Veto know each other from CRA, Cambridge Running. And then
I knew you from Race Place.
Yeah.
Y'all two knew each other then. Pedro, he was a newbie.
Pedro was friends with Joe Marie before.
That's right. You were friends with Joe.
Yeah, Joe Marie. But I got into the ambassador program because of Ryan. Ryan, I was good friends on social media with Ryan. Yeah. And he was like, he was an ambassador at the time. And he was like, you should apply to be an ambassador. And I was like, what is that? Like, what do I do? What? And then, so I applied and I got it. And I was like, oh, cool. And then I met y'all. And that was...
So who made the first connection? Because we somehow got linked all together.
It was Joe Marie. It was her birthday, and she invited everybody out. She sent me a message on Instagram, like, "Hey, it's my birthday." I had never talked to her. I had never met her. I had never seen her face ever. And she's like, "You want to come to my birthday party?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm going to come to your birthday party." Aww. And that's how we met. Was there?
Yeah, that's where that picture came from. We're all in the street.
I know. I was a little jaded that I wasn't there. I was like, man, I don't know any of these guys, but they seem really cool.
We're in that. I wasn't even going to go that day.
I remember I was not even going to be there. I wasn't planning on going, but something just, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go check it out.
And I went. Before or after you sent us all those masks?
That was before. No, that was after.
I feel like the masks were the ones that
that was after.
The mask came afterwards because the pandemic hadn't happened.
It was after?
We're at Canyon eating, remember drinking?
No, but
everything was still open.
We didn't get named ambassadors till.
Yeah, we didn't get.
Till like timeline. COVID already.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
That was so thoughtful. That was one of my first glimpses into your personality. P is one of the most thoughtful, giving people ever. If you're his friend, he's loyal for life. But if you're not, he'll fight you for real. So
he will fight. No, he will fight for you.
I have some stories. I'll wait until we're off recording, though.
Yeah. I think.
I don't know what y'all are talking about. But
of course. I think we all know which night, but I'm not.
he's that guy that's just always down for like, let's do it. Let's do it.
Yeah. Good, like positive personality. If I had to think of one word that would describe P, it would be positive. He's always happy. He's always happy. Yeah.
I think I look back at one of the old reels and it was the one where it was like the very first reel we all did as ambassadors. And it was like, we're here for Hugh Houston. And then we each had to like say something.
Yeah.
We look like little kids.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That was really cool. Yeah. That was a nice ending to the whole little video we did.
That was cool.
Is that the one you're talking about?
No, I don't know. It was just like, we all had to say like, we're here for Hugh Houston. And
it was the last one. Pedro was the last takeover before the race. And then we all got together.
Y'all, and then my favorite marathon video is P's dance that he choreographed. I think they need to repost it, right?
Yeah. Obviously.
You need to re-release
it. I know you have like three copies of that.
Yes. So we need that to come back out into the world.
We need it to come out.
There's a surprise coming up.
Oh, snap.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. No, I didn't have time for that this year. I thought about it, but I was like, man, I could have done something, but I didn't get the time for it. And it takes a while to do that video. He took maybe, I want to say, 2 months to like put it all together. It was a long process.
Dang, yeah. Well, he did a good job too editing it because at one part it was like the one dance, but you were switching shirts back and forth.
Yeah.
That had to have taken so long to edit.
Dude. All I know is that when I saw your takeover, I was like, wait, we have a production budget? What the heck?
Yeah.
I didn't get no budget for my takeover.
I'll do it again. No. I'm planning another one, but I want y'all in it, like all of us. I don't know when yet.
I don't know, because when we did that little TikTok, it took Danny like 500 times to teach me like the very basic.
No, I mean, it's not going to be nothing like, well, maybe it might be dancing, but it's mainly going to be like, you know, I don't know, like.
Us throwing dollar bills at you?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. Yeah.
No, I have something planned. But I can't really like say it right now. But I want all of us.
I was gonna be like,
"Spoil the surprise."
I was gonna be like, "Man, we're in inflation now. I'm just throwing quarters, and it's gonna hail and rain."
You know who I want to give like major props to is Michelle Morton. Hi, Angel. I feel like she totally changed the game for how we do our takeovers. Because when she started with hers and she did a little TikTok with a transition video, I was like, oh, okay, that'll set the tone right there.
Oh yeah, that was like so
started
cool.
That. I mean, I feel like every takeover before that was just like a lot of on camera, like, hey, this is what I do throughout the day, and which is, you know, informative. But yeah. Like, you know, we wanted to see something more you know,
more kind of the lighter side.
Right. Yeah. Right.
I like I used to really like watching Friend Mark's takeovers too, because he has a really cool style of social posting.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I wish I saw those ambassador like takeovers.
They have them saved in the, if you go to the marathon Instagram page,
highlights.
You can click on them in highlights and see them. They didn't save ours from the past years, but you can see the ones from before us.
I didn't know anything about it. Then I saw, I guess I saw the email and I was like, all right, well, I'll do it. Not knowing anything about ambassadorships or what it all entailed, I was like, sounds cool. I remember like on my application, I was like, yes, I also have a podcast that I just started that I use an alias on. But I was like, don't tell anybody. So I don't know if Alexa even like me. Remember seeing that.
Speaking of highlights.
Yeah, keeping that secret was so fun. It was so cool. That was such a good idea for a podcast to just be faceless. Nobody knew who you were.
People,
although I think it was like the worst kept secret.
Was it? No, because it was like you think you know, but you don't really know. Like people will come up to me at races and be like, "Well, since he's your ambassador friend, can you tell me, is he Joseph D?" And I would be like, "No, even like after I got interviewed, so no. Who is it? Is it Daniel?" Now I'd be like, "You know, it's crazy. I didn't even get to see his face." I don't know. I'm such a terrible liar.
It was just this black screen that I was talking to.
Yeah. Just wore a mask the whole time.
Well, it's kind of cool because people in my running club didn't even know it was me.
That's so crazy.
But yeah, then you had people so were like, crazy. That is definitely your voice. And I was like, I have a distinct voice.
Oh,
I
don't really think I do. You know, Elizabeth was like, I thought it was him. Or like, they'll be like, I knew it was you. Or I knew it was him. Like, oh, you did. You know?
Yeah, sure you did. Oh, man. Can you imagine, though, that one COVID year, though, when we promoted a virtual race?
That was wild. I think we did a good job promoting that. I mean,
I think so too.
We had so much fun just on our own. I think
that, yeah,
I mean, that year fun.
That was cool.
Yeah.
I felt like that was like a really like special year.
I agree. And then like people getting out, all these new runners just being born. It was so great. Like you can't do anything. You gotta run.
Yeah,
we came out on the news. We were on the news too. I was like, "Wow,
that was cool."
Y'all were celebrities. I was over here begging people just to come out. Like CBS, do you guys want to come out to Punt Park and watch us? No, Fox, anybody? No. All right, cool. I think ABC made it. ABC made it out there though.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah. Like you're a running club that had like the news come out. Like what? That was so cool.
Yeah.
That's such a weird year. Can you believe like 3 years ago we couldn't even run with other people?
Mm-hmm.
No expo or anything.
Oh, no, that was so sad. I love the expo. I have to save my money so I can buy some stuff at the expo. I love
that's
it.
What,
dude,
that's
the gear this year
doing.
Is ridiculous. I really like the gear this year.
Man. Oh my God. I'm so bummed that I couldn't buy anything. But I'm waiting for the expo because
I like to get like one cool Houston shirt. I like to get a new pair of Gooders.
I get a jacket every year.
Walk around, take pictures. Oh, the jackets are cool too, collector.
I know. Yeah, I like the jackets.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm planning to do like a little, like the whole weekend starting Thursday or Friday of stories. I'm gonna do highlights. Every story I do like that whole weekend, this whole weekend of the marathon, I'm gonna put in my highlights so we can look at it anytime in the future.
We do gotta do that one reel that I kept showing you guys where we just kind of I don't want people to know on Wednesday. Yeah.
Don't ruin the surprise.
Yeah, because we're influencers.
That was a good idea.
We're social media influencers.
If anyone made it to this part of the podcast, they really, 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 really like
it. Yeah, they're probably just sped through this. They're like, there's not much relevant information in this podcast. Yeah. Other than them just talking about their lives.
They're just talking about themselves. Whoops.
But I will say, last year was pretty sweet with it being like our first like live marathon as ambassadors, because we totally missed out on our first one.
Yeah. Getting to do the ambassador photo shoot was so fun. I can't wait to do that again.
Mm-hmm. And little like unknown fact is, for this third year, we were only in if all five of us were coming back. Yep. Like if one of us said no not to apply, then we weren't going to apply.
Then we would all not apply. And I really thought about not doing it, just not because I didn't have a good experience, but because I was like burnt out from running. But I'm so glad I did. We needed one last year to go out.
Totally, we did. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was a little hesitant to do it too. But I had a lot more fun with it this year.
Yeah, it was a lot more fun. I feel like I was the same way. Like, I didn't want to do it again, but then Bill was like, come on, we got to do it again. I was like, okay, I'll do it again. Cause I knew school was going to be a little bit intense. So I was trying to avoid, but, I think my next time I sign up or apply will be for my legacy year. This will be my fifth full marathon. Oh, so I'm halfway there.
Yeah. Nice.
Wow.
Your fifth full marathon?
Yeah, for Chevron.
Yeah. Wow. Damn. So.
Oh, yeah. Ours too. This will be our fifth full. Mine. Just mine.
Oh.
With how many is yours, Viv?
I switched to the half when I was hurt.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So this is your fourth?
Yeah.
But two in a row, because we're three in a row. From the virtual to last year to this year's three in a row.
Do they have to be consecutive for you to be legacy?
Yes.
No, they don't. No, it's just 10 total.
No, they do.
I missed
to be consecutive.
I missed 2013 and I'm a half marathon legacy.
Don't remind them. They will strip your title.
They tell you that. Like, it's not. It doesn't have to be consecutive. It's just 10 total.
Okay, that's really good to know.
Yeah,
I thought it was like back to back.
Nah.
Yeah, that's I was. I was under the impression that was the case too.
Well, I think who clarified? I think it was Muffy last year who also clarified it, that it doesn't have to be consecutive.
Well, in that case,
there was somebody who could tell us, like an ambassador.
Yeah,
I know, right? Okay, well, I'll just switch to the half then.
No.
Yeah, it's like, shoot, well, I'm just going to take this year off.
Too late.
You're already in. It's too late to switch now.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm not switching. I'm going to go for it.
Yeah.
I got seven more of these suckers to run to get there.
What number am I on? Both?
What's that?
You're going to be a legacy in both?
Hopefully.
That's wild. What number are you on?
This is like number three. Yeah, this is like four for you. No, you're doing the half.
No, I think
you have more marathons than you have.
I do have more marathons than halves, but I don't know how many it's been, because I kept thinking the same thing, that they had to be consecutive years for legacy.
I'm gonna look it up.
But
right now.
Then somebody told me that you didn't, and I was like, okay, cool. I'm gonna take this year off and do the half.
One of us, isn't that crazy that all of us don't know this answer?
I know, right?
Next question is, when is the actual race?
Yeah.
I know, right? Is it?
We have a whole month to train, so we're good.
Yeah, I mean, it's not anytime soon.
I know, right? Have people been reaching out to y'all like, hey, it's my first race. Like, where do I go? What do I do?
No,
we I get a lot of out-of-towners. I get a lot of out-of-town reach outs.
I've been getting lately, this like these past 3 weeks, I've been getting a lot of messages about, you know, people that
are you like single nervous. Or free?
No. No. That, like, you know, they're nervous. They're like asking for pointers, like, help me out. Like, how is it? How's it going to be? Where do I go? So I think that's kind of cool how people just reach out. And because I remember my first marathon, I didn't know anyone. I was just hoping I could ask these questions to people. And mm-hmm. I think that's kind of cool that they come out and ask us. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is cool.
Help other people.
I have not gotten any questions like that.
Yeah.
They're probably like, no, this guy doesn't know anything.
Yeah. People will ask me questions. I've actually had, and this is kind of crazy. I've had a lot of people ask me about switching distances in the race too. I did have a lot of those questions. But
it's not consecutive, guys.
It's not consecutive.
No.
Yeah.
You just gotta hit 10 total.
Yeah. Wow. Awesome. So wow. I can hit it at the same time as you guys, because I think after this one, we'll all be at 5, right?
I'll be at 3.
Oh, for you, 3. Oh, and P6.
Okay. So after this, next year, it will be 6, my 6-4.
Okay.
I think this is going to be the last one I actually race, though. It's just so hard to train for.
It really is. And it's a lot to put your body through when you're really trying to run hard. And
I'll race half
marathons. It's such a full-time job.
It is. Yeah. It's tough.
And to just prevent yourself from getting injured, take care of your body mentally. And then it's like a sacrifice for your family too. Yeah. I think it's good to take a break sometime and not take it as seriously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, but there's also...
This is the year I didn't take it that serious, but I mean, like I said, I'm doing a run on experience.
Yeah.
So, go with it.
It's for the love of the run.
I don't feel the fastest. I've been faster previous years, but.
But you're healthy.
But I'm healthy, so that means a lot.
Yeah, that's a win. That's such a win. To have a full training season and not get injured, mm-hmm. like that's impressive.
Yeah. There's a quote that. I don't know if you guys know who Peter Bromka is. He's a runner and a writer, but one of his quotes that stuck with me said, if you've made it to the start line, you've beat so many people already. That's like the biggest thing, whether
that's from true.
Getting hurt or personal life issues, whatever it is. If you've just made it to the start line, that's a huge deal.
Yeah. I love that. That really resonates. You know, one thing that my coach said that is like, really hit me and stuck with me starting. He said, Glenda, the second half of the mile doesn't start at 13.1. The second half starts like around mile 18 or 20. And that completely shifted the way I ran my marathon last year, because usually like I hit that 13.1 and I'm like, yay, time to cruise, party time. And then I hit mile 18 and I'm like, oh no, it's not even a wall. It's like a complete defiance on my body's behalf. Like my body's like, no. So it was really solid advice.
Can I tell you a little secret?
Tell us kind of secrets. Yeah.
I love secrets.
Yeah, well, it won't be a secret very long as soon as this episode comes out.
Oh no, like every year for this marathon, when they do the start single banner, I start getting teary and I start looking around like, oh, no one's looking at me crying over here. Because I start that's feeling cute. Like the whole route, like the whole road getting ready for this huge race, like all the races, all the struggles, all the like waking up early, getting up, going for a run. And I see the helicopters and I just feel like everyone's like there for a whole, you know, the same goal, like just to finish. And I don't know, it takes a lot. It's very emotional when they start doing that part. And I do get, and I start hiding, like, I'm like, damn, I hope no one's looking at me crying over here. I try to play it off.
I try to put sunglasses on.
I know, right?
I'm already crying a little bit.
pull a bib, put your sunglasses on.
Yeah, it's emotional.
But you know what, like even when I asked that question, like, or when I had said like everyone's going through, like for, even just for us five, like 2022 was a big shift in all of our lives. Just imagine how it is for everybody else that's out there. You know, they all have like their own different story of what they went through this past year, what their training went like, and you're all just kind of out there.
Yeah. And life stuff, people go through all kinds of hard life issues, relationship issues, financial issues, like job loss. You're not dealing with just the training. So if you make it to run, that's huge. That's huge.
Yes. I mean, it's just so wild. Like, let's think about this insane concept. The fact that we know dang well the next day on January 16, we're going to sign up for the whole, for the thing all over again, you know,
day
like
of,
if it doesn't happen, exactly. If it doesn't happen that like next day, it'll happen somewhere in the few weeks. But like what, there isn't really another thing that we do that for, maybe like a wedding, right? That you're like, okay, this is the date and this is what I'm going to do on that day. Nothing ever really happens like that, really, if you think about it, right? So like the notion of like putting your body like through so much for so long, despite all of these challenges, and to make it there that day, like that is impressive. Like, so no, I totally see how you could get emotional about that, Pedro, but like, I get emotional at the end. I mean, that's selfish. Cause I'm like, I did it, you know, it like, I can't help but like be overcome with like this feeling of like, holy cazoli, I did it. I'm here. Like, and then my friends, like all of it, you know, but at the beginning, like, yeah, that's, that is like, I love that you're so observant. Like, that's why I love you. Have such a big heart.
Yeah. You do have a big heart.
You know, that quote that says like a marathon is hundreds of miles and this is just the last 26.2. Like that's the quote that kind of sits with me. Cause to the non-runners out there, they don't know exactly like when your training like starts and you know what you run through, whether it be cold, hot, humidity, freezing temps. Like they don't really see that journey, I guess, if you will. They just kind of see you post your medal at the finish line and be like, oh, this dude ran a marathon, sweet. But they don't know that it like there's so much bigger.
It's a lot of commitment and discipline to get there,
which is why I think a lot of us get emotional at that finish line or at the start line. It's like that last chapter.
Yeah.
Oh, guys, it's our last chapter.
Before the next sequel
this
comes out.
This is so crazy. I can't believe this is our last year as ambassadors together. Yeah. What's going to... I can't.
But I can't wait to take cool pics at the expo and have fun at the ambassador shoot. Take some, make some reels. And go run this thing. It's gonna be fun. I can't wait.
It's gonna be a lot. Are you guys coming out on the 12th for Deslinden?
Oh yeah.
No, I won't be there.
Yeah, my work. It depends on work for me.
I'm off.
I got G Unit coming in the office, and she's getting her pre race treatment.
You'll be there, Pedro.
I'll be off because I'm off starting Thursday. I'll be off all the way up to Tuesday of the following week. So I'm thinking about it.
Yeah. But, this year we're meeting up at the tennis court, on the benches of the tennis court. So
what time are we meeting?
At 6 o'clock with Des Linden.
There it is. Drop that info. As you know, as we kind of start winding this one down, because obviously it's Sunday night. Aside from meeting you people, what's y'all's favorite memory as an ambassador?
Go ahead, Viv. You go.
No, go ahead.
No. I cut you off.
He's like, hold on. I was still thinking.
I just said who goes first. Go ahead, Adam.
Okay, so this is a random thing, but last year, we worked the ambassadorships. I worked with a person I had never met before. It was JC. And that was so cool because I got to meet a new person and spend a lot of time with him. And it's just cool to meet people from different walks of life, just to see what their lives are like, how they got to run. I think that was my favorite thing was just meeting new people. That's been the coolest part.
Are you talking about JC Clipfold? Is that okay? Oh man, I really wished I would have connected with him. So I'm glad you did.
Oh,
he seems like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We're actually planning to run a race together. We've been going back and forth, and so we're in a planner for next year. I don't know where yet, but we're looking to go out of town and run it and meet up.
That's cool. And you'll have to let us know where.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Pedro said he was going to run a Disney race with me.
Oh yeah. I said I would never
run a Disney race because I'm not a Disney, you know, there's Disney fans and then there's people that aren't that into it. I'm not that into it, but it's looking kind of fun lately. I don't know.
I'll let you know how it is. Me and Leanne are doing the Disney princess in February.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's cool.
That was like my birthday gift. I don't know about the costume, but I did see someone dressed as a Jack Sparrow and he was like doing the whole run, the whole entire like, so I was like, all right, that's kind of cool. I might do something like that.
Oh, I'm so jealous. That's going to be so cool.
Let us know. But it starts at like 5 a.m.
Yeah, I've heard the bus times are really early. Like you have to get
the bus start at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And then we're catching a flight right back home.
Oh, wow.
All right, P, what was your favorite part of ambassador program? Besides meeting y'all,
I would probably say it was when we went and did the Brooks photo shoot last year, when we had like the whole day and just taking pictures around Memorial Park and Georgia Brown and showing off the gear and all that. I think that was pretty cool because it felt like a little field trip with, you know, just taking time to promote something for the race and around the city. So I think that was a highlight for me.
And they came out so good. Y'all look so good.
Pat did such an amazing job.
Oh yeah. Yeah, he did. He always does.
Pat is a magician with the camera. He's so good. Yeah. He captures love. You can tell he loves the people he takes pictures of.
Yes. Yes.
Oh yeah.
Viv, what's your favorite part of being an ambassador?
Let me get some tissues here real quick. Let me get some tissues.
No. Aside from meeting you guys, I mean, what else? I mean, this is the cake. You're meeting the cool kids, you know what I'm saying? You know?
Was fun.
It's been a crazy 3 years, but I love it. It's been amazing.
You know, I would have never thought that I would have met and connected with like us five connected by the way it is.
There's a connection, there's a bond, you know, there's something about us five that we just click. We're missing something in our lives and we brought it to each other. And that's the connection. That's why we click, you know?
Yeah.
And it's cool because we've all seen each other go through the craziest parts of life. It's like P with the house fire.
That was
right in the beginning. I mean, we've all gone through crazy relationship changes, job changes, new babies. In 3 years, a lot happened between the five of us and
happened.
Our a ton happened. That was 2020, right? When that house fire happened.
Yeah.
It was 2020. Yeah.
2020 Christmas.
So for people who don't know, it was Christmas, right? And
Christmas
house caught on fire and I mean literally lost everything. I remember like waking up the next morning and seeing your text like, my house burned down, and I was like, "Wait, what?
Really? Yeah. I did that.
Yeah,
it's a blur.
You
it's
were, I'm sure. Now. Yeah,
it's just
that's a traumatic.
I don't even remember what happened that night after. I just remember standing outside the street looking at the house, and after that, it's a blur to me.
But you know what? I feel like everybody came to your aid. I know you had like some Saucony stuff, some Brooke stuff, and I know. Alexa,
I remember it was right before my takeover that happened. And then, Muffy and Alexa, they were like, we appreciate you for still doing this. And we were crying like on the phone, like all of us. And they were just like, we just want you to know that we've contacted Brooks and they're going to help you out, you and your family. And so they gave us all like everyone, me and my family, shoes, clothes, but it was special.
And There was a GoFundMe, I think, too, yeah. Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Gallery Furniture. I think that was cool to see everybody come together for you in a really traumatic time of life. Like that, was trauma. That was trauma. And then you still did your takeover.
Mm-hmm. I did. It felt so
And then weird. You ran a marathon. Like,
yeah.
It was so, because while I was doing my takeover, we had people coming to the house, cleaning up, like taking everything out. And I couldn't be there because I was just, I don't know. So I had to like go away for a little bit and just do my takeover. But yeah, it was tough. It was tough, but we made it. Yeah. And now I'm here.
Yeah. And look at you got a cool place and yeah. back on your Thank feet. God. Yeah. Yeah. So, D, what about you? Favorite ambassador?
I really loved watching all of our takeovers over the last like 3 years, just because we always had like side chats going on talking about, you know, like yeah. the particular posts that were going on or all the stuff we're getting ready or after all the reactions came out, the side chats. But the takeovers, I think everyone came up to play for those takeovers came about. And then P had to show everybody up and set a whole new bar for takeovers.
Yeah, honestly.
I was like, thank God I'm not going after Pedro. I remember that second year, everyone was like, don't go after Pedro. Yeah. Whatever you do, just don't go
to
after
the wise.
Pedro. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Glenna? What was your favorite moment of the...
I love the takeovers. I love meeting you guys. It's probably like one of the coolest experiences just to like be able to connect with people and stay connected. Like this program has given me an opportunity to meet people that I'm like going to always be friends with. And I think that's what makes the program so special. So I think that is like a very successful thing and a win for the program itself. But like, I love the takeovers because I'm able to connect with people like on a really real level, you know, getting to know the runners and they ask me their questions. Like, that's really cool. I feel like I'm just a regular runner. To think that somebody would see me as sort of an expert in this thing. Like, that's really an honor. And I don't really take that lightly. I just think it's so cool. And all the connections that I've been able to make with people through the ambassador program. That's really, really cool.
Yeah. I feel like it gave us a glimpse into like other people's personalities that you don't really get to, as we were in the middle of taking a picture, that you don't really get to like see too much of, right? Like I would have never known Pedro was this hip hop dancer and, you know, just seeing that come out. I was like, whoa, hold up. Hold the press.
Another cool thing that that's pretty cool about this is that we started this and y'all, I had a secret of, you know, not being gay. So now that I came out and we're still together, that means a lot to me. So, cause I was afraid of that. I was afraid of change. I was afraid of like, people are not going to talk to me. People are going to be disappointed, but y'all are still this. We're all still the same. So.
How could we love you any less?
Yeah, I was like
a gem of a human.
I was so proud of you. And that was such a big thing for you to do. And it was so cool to see all the people that love you. Uh-huh. You know, people came uh-huh. through and said, like, dude, no matter what, we love you forever.
Uh-huh. It was hard.
Dude, I felt so bad because I was like trying to hook you up with every chick. And, like, I had no idea what
you were.
So ever, man.
You were.
I would like send him a text message like, yo man, you need to holler at that. He's like, yeah.
Play along.
And then like that day we met you for your birthday, I was like, Viv, what the fuck? I had no idea, bro. I felt so bad.
Yeah, you know, I didn't know either. And then I felt like a terrible friend because I was like, man, I feel like, you know, I always hope I'm a safe place for all my friends. I was like, man, he could have told me. I'm a little bit mad at you. You should have told me.
I should have.
But so proud of you. That was so cool.
For sure.
So what's the status? What's going on? Are you dating or what?
I am.
Okay, so yeah. I shouldn't have put you on the spot. My bad.
I like it. He's like secretive about it now. He's like,
Now we keep secrets.
Had breakfast today. Like,
yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
I felt like I was always the last person to find out about stuff. I was like, wait, what? When did this happen?
I'm actually getting married next week.
I was like, hold on, wait, what? I got my tux ready.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. All right. So as we wrap this down, what's the big advice you have for all the runners on Sunday, whether it be like, you know, first time advice or even just people that, you know, even returning people that you don't think that they thought of this before? What's your big piece of advice?
Don't start fast. The adrenaline is going. Your body feels good. You've been resting. Don't do it. Don't start fast. Just go slow and then like gradually increase. And then at the end, if you feel good, go. But if you do it the other way around, it's not going to go the way you think it will.
You know, you can really see that on like 5K races, right? You see people who just like gun it from the get-go, and then, you know, halfway through, they're like walking already. And like, I wish I could just tell you not to start too fast.
I know when people pass me up on like 5Ks, I'm like, I'm going to
see you in a little
really
bit
soon. Well, cause they're like passing me up and they're huffing and puffing and I'm still like, you know, just doing great. And I'm like, okay, I'll see you in a little bit. But that's just the cocky expert in me. I probably shouldn't have said that out loud.
That's why we're ambassadors. Cause we know everything. Like the consecutive the or non-consecutive legacy runs, right?
Right, right.
All right, Viv, what's your advice for all the runners out there? Make it memorable.
Man, just run your race, you know, put your blinders on and don't look around who's passing you up, but just mind your business and run your own race, you know, your own run.
Just mind your business.
Mind your business, yeah. Stay in your lane.
At the end of the day, I mean, I speak for myself, you know, if I see someone that I know, you know, with all due respect to all the runners, but I know that I'm faster than this guy and he passed me up, that bothers me. I'm like, damn, so what the hell's wrong with me? You know, but just run your race. Run your race, your own run. It's Sunday. Just go for a long run and let's get to the finish line.
That's Sunday. We're here for the long run.
Yeah, we're doing what a lot of people don't do, what thousands and millions of people don't do.
We're the 1%.
We're the 1%. Putting our toes on the starting line and go run 26 miles for fun. You know. So I mean,
what you got?
Fuel often is my biggest one. Fuel early, fuel often, have fun, and run with gratitude, because you never know, life changes. You never know if you're going to get to do it again. It 100%. Could be your last. You never know when your last race is going to happen. So you may be pouting about like, oh, I'm not as in shape or, you know, whatever it is, but you're so lucky to be out there. So fuel often, have fun, run with gratitude.
Here, Pedro.
I like that.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
That's actually what I was going to say too.
that's what I was going to say too. Oh my god.
So yeah, me too. I can't believe you said that's so rude.
Hold on, let's do that again.
Yeah. Man, you guys read my mind.
No, but honestly,
I texted you that.
Honestly, the best thing I could probably say is just soak it all in. Like, don't worry about anything. Don't stress about anything. Enjoy every moment from the expo all the way up to the finish line, because it's a nice memory. Like, every little thing is a nice memory with your friends or the people you meet, and that grows into more stuff. So I would probably just say sleep good, hydrate, eat well, and have fun. Even if it's your first one, if it's your 10th full marathon, always just have fun with it, because we've made it like this far already.
For sure. So mine's kind of along those same lines of, you know, you may be focused on your PR or whatever goal you have, but just take a moment to take a step back and just soak it all in. Cause I mean, it's Chevron Marathon is truly like a magical event. It's one of my favorite races, and there's just so much going on that sometimes you get so focused on your goal and your PR or whatever that you just it's done by the time you realize it. So just take a step back and take a moment to take it all in, soak it all in. All right. So we're well past the hour mark. So we're going to wind it down because it is a Sunday night and all of us have work tomorrow. But thank you guys for the past 3 years. It's not an end. It's just the end for the 3 years as ambassadors. But definitely appreciate you guys, your friendships. We've been through a lot. We've definitely connected far beyond whatever ever would have thought was going to come out of this ambassadorship. And I'm definitely appreciative of every single one of you. But yeah, any parting words before we sign off?
Thanks for having us and setting this up so we can have you. Yeah, thanks, Joseph. What a cool pod you have. I hope you continue it. I hope it goes on. It's up to you, but no pressure.
Yeah. Let's
continue it.
Maybe this might be my foray back into it. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you too. I love every single one of y'all. Y'all are like family to me. And even though we don't see each other, I still think of y'all. I still like look at what y'all are doing and stuff. So I like that. Like even this little moment we're having right now, it's pretty cool. Makes me feel good. And so wait, so you're the Daniel? You're Daniel, the Joseph D?
No, that's not me.
So you're the...
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. Thanks, guys. I can't wait to see y'all at the expo on Friday, all weekend long at the race. Like, what a cool
see you all, all the runners there at the expo and on Saturday and Sunday.
Yes.
We'll be at the HEB booth on Saturday. You can catch us at the HEB booth.
Get his autograph.
Do you have his shirt on?
Yeah. I'll have my shirt on. Yeah.
All right, y'all. Y'all have a good night.
All right.
And, bye. Good night. Love you guys.
Bye.